Echoes of Freedom by Rika Piechers. Read by Lara Wilhelm. They call me Golden Adele. Not because I was born of silk and sequins, stitched in stardust and vision. Not because of the impression I give of Vienna's twilight, or because the light clings to me the way the world once clung to silence. No. It is because I became an echo of a painting, and then a proclamation. I was not made in haste. I was dreamt into being. They stitched me for art, for protest, for beauty. But what is this weight on one's spine, straight with pride, trembling with power? I clung to her shoulders like armor. She was not Adele Blechbauer, nor was she merely Tom Neuwirth. She was myth and message, like a hug of welcoming sunlight filtering through the leaves of trees. We became one. One painting representing the life ball. Cameras flashed. Some saw elegance. Some saw provocation. But I knew what they were really seeing. Freedom. Do you understand what it means to be seen? Not stared at. Not mocked, not gawked at in alleyways or whispered about at dinner tables, but seen as whole, as radiant, as worthy. When Conchita looks out into the world from the poster, her eyes smoldering beneath gold dust and lashes, I understand what I have become. Question. Can you be who you are? The museum air is still now. I hang quietly behind glass, my folds preserved like memory. People pass and stare. Some read the artifact label. Some linger longer. I hear them whisper. It's the dress from the poster of the life ball, right? She looks just like the Klimt painting. A teenager stops, phone in hand, pretending to scroll, but their eyes keep flicking back to me. It's not gold they see. It's a door they never know could ever open. A man in a dark suit stands with his arms crossed, gaze cool, but his jaw clenches. He was taught beauty belonged in certain frames, and this one does not obey. An older woman leans closer to the glass, lips parted. She doesn't know why her eyes sting. Maybe because once, in another life, she left a version of herself behind on a train platform and never dared to call her back. Two friends rush past. One laughs. It's a bit too much, isn't it? Her voice flickering halfway through. The other one glances back over her shoulder long after they've moved on. Imagine wearing that. But some, the quiet ones, the ones who linger and look a little too long, don't need to imagine. They've worn disguises every day. Their closets have held not just clothes, but whole skeletons, complete sets of secrets. Their reflection might still be the threatening light of their own perception. But I am not hiding. I am here under my own permission, my own decision, following my own tinkling voices of stardust, whispering, you are welcome to be glittering, to be soft, to be defiant, to be loud, to be yourself. Sometimes I wish I could speak. I would tell them that golden is not a color, it is a state of being. That rules, when broken with beauty, gift freedom. That I have held rebellion between my seams and love in every glint of crystal. But I cannot speak. I can only shimmer. And sometimes that is enough. Because once I was presented to the public on a body that the world tried to label and failed. And now, behind this glass, I ask every passerby the question that still echoes louder than any anthem. Can you be who you are?